and some of them are nahi, and some of them are haram, and some of them are shirk. A person who is holy, and he goes and he buys a nice piece of pork. He has money, he can buy cheese, he does not need. He buys a nice big piece of pork and he eats it. Now he's going to release himself from the feeling of hunger. That was a card for him not to be hungry. But that card was haram. With you? Now we have a card which is permissible. If somebody wants to have a headache. A person who has headache, he goes and takes his Tylenol. And he says, Bismillah. He's not dependent on the medicine itself to heal him, but he knows Allah, he created this medicine with the ability to heal. And he depends on Allah to make that effective. He is affecting a cause which is permissible and tangible. You can see it. And how it's tangible? Because it has been proven by research and development and trial and error that whatever Allah created in those medicines, something that will release you from this pain. Somebody has headache and he puts his hand on his forehead and he says Bismillah 3 times. And he says, أعوذ بالله وقدرته من شر ما أجر وحاذا 7 times. And then his headache is gone. This is a cause, but it's not tangible. It is untangible. Not something you see. It's not a tangible cause. Yet this cause will bring the effect with the permission of Allah. After that you have the cause which is shirk. What is the cause which is shirk? But for some people to say, this thing will protect us. Yet there is no foundation for that thing to bring to you protection in the religion or in the trial. In the religion or in the qadr of Allah. In how Allah created things. So, somebody wants to protect himself from the evil eye. What? He goes to the Ali, what they call it, the Zuhadi, Salah. The guy who sells gold. Salah. Afternoon. I'm going to look at the other. Inside of Allah. And he tells him, I want to buy Lafz al-Jalala. Allah has the blue stones on it to protect you from the evil eye. Or he wants to buy the thing that is dangled and has an eye in the middle of it. And it has a lot of things coming in the back of it and has the blue stones. And he thinks that will protect him as he protects his children. No better yet, a person has a new child, new born. He does not do the tahriq as the sunnah. He does not do the hijab as the 7 days. The first thing that he does, shirk in Allah. He goes and he buys something, the blue thing. You know what I'm talking about. Very famous where we are. Buying the blue stuff, like a blue stone. They say the blue stone will keep the evil age out from before you. And other blue bracelet and they come and they deliver that child. Thinking that will protect the child. Now, we look at the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Islam. There is no hadith, there is no ayah, none whatsoever say the blue stone will bring to you the protection of Allah as a religion. Secondly, there is nothing we can document or demonstrate but from trial, something that we can see tangible, that this thing will bring protection to you. So this card which you are affecting has no relation to the consequences which we are seeking, whether in a religious perspective or in the created matters of Allah Azza wa Jalla, whatever Allah has created. With that being the case, we know that Allah is the one who puts the causes and effects together. When you come and position yourself as the one who is going to put the cause and effect, you are putting yourself in the position of Allah. Therefore, that will be shirk. But what type of shirk? Major or minor? It depends on the person. If the person thinks the blue stone itself will protect him, that major shirk. But if the person thinks that the blue stone will bring to him the protection of Allah, that is minor shirk. That is minor shirk. It could be blue stone, it could be, a lot of people have different weird ideas. Some people put a baby shoe on the car.
Horseshoe.
A horseshoe. Well, I don't know what it's famous in your country.
Like a triangle. The red something added.
The shirk, because he is affecting a cause that Allah did not make it a cause. But if he depends on the cause itself, it's major shirk. But if he thinks that cause will bring to him the protection from Allah, it is minor shirk. So this being the case, we can now go on in the chapter, bringing the chapter. أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَدْعُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِنْ أَرَادَنِيَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ هَلْ هُنَّ كَاشِفَاتُ ضُرِّهِ أَوْ أَرَادَنِيَ بِرَحْمَةٍ هَلْ هُنَّ مُمْسِكَاتُ رَحْمَتِهِ قُلْ حَسْبِيَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ يَتَوَكَّلُ الْمُتَوَكِّلُونَ. So, the thing that you invoke beside Allah, if Allah wants to bring harm to me, could they remove it? Or if Allah wants to bring good to me, would they stop it? Say, Allah is sufficient for me. And on Him, those who depend, depend. Those who depend, depend on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason why Hamad ibn Abdul Wahab brought this ayah for this chapter, because he is very deep in his fiqh, in his understanding. This ayah talks about major shirk. But if it is your statues cannot benefit, nor they can harm, all for the things that you put around your arms and around your neck, they're not going to benefit, nor they're going to harm you. Yet Allah is sufficient for you. See how it says ayah, حَسْبِيَ Allah. Allah is sufficient for you. Allah will protect you. Allah will provide for you. And if Allah wants to bring something on you, no one can stop it. And verily, upon Allah, those who really have the dependence, they depend on Allah Azza wa Jal. They do not depend on the little stone. They do not depend on the little thing that they hang around their neck or around their toe or whatever they hang it on. وعلى حديث أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رأى رجلا في يده حلقة من صفر فقال ما هذه؟ قال من الوهان فقال انزعها فإنها لا تزيدك إلا وهنا فإنك لو مت وهي عليك ما أفلحت أبدا. والصحابة صلى الله عليه وسلم قال المال and he's wearing a bracelet of copper. Right? Yeah. Copper, right?
Right?
He said, what is this? He said, this is from old age. He said, take a car because it's going to add to your difficulty. But you die wearing it, you're never going to be successful. So this companion, he was wearing something thinking that that will protect him, that will deliver him from some of the problems that he had. And that is not the case, because this is not a religious issue that the Prophet told us about, nor it's something that documented to be the case. It's not tangible thing that you can document and try. Therefore, that would be not permissible to do. Also in the hadith المرفوع ما هو يعرف ما هو الحديث المرفوع يا اخواننا
عن رسول الله
المرفوع ما رفع الى الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم هل الرفع يقتضي الصحه هل الرفع يقتضي الصحه يعني الحديث الذي رفع عن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم منتهى الحديث
إلى الرسول صلى الله عليه
وسلم تكلم بالصحة في الحديث المرفوع الحديث المرفوع لا يقتضي الصحة لأن الرفع من صفات المتن وليست من صفات السند فقد يرفع الحديث ولكن يكون في سنده ضعيف فلذلك علينا أن نتدارس علم الحديث لأهميته من حديث مرفوع من تعلق سليمة فلا أتم الله له ومن تعلق وجعة فلا وجع الله له Whoever put on himself a callousness or an amulet he would never see his wish fulfilled by Allah People why they wear callousness? They wear callousness to realize something or they wear an amulet to get something Whoever does that he's going to be punished by the exact opposite of why he is wearing it. Therefore, the Prophet says, من تعلق whoever put that, may Allah not make them realize his goal. Whoever put the wada'a, may Allah not make them have his get the feet. Because people put the wada'a, they take the amulet to get some feet and rest. To keep them from things that will annoy them. So Allah says, لا ودع فلا ودع الله له. May Allah not make them have the peace. So it was treated by the exact opposite of his intention. والجزاء من جنس العمل. This is a very important principle in Islam. الجزاء من جنس العمل. The reward is the same nature of the action. Only the reward is the same nature as the action. And there's another riwayah, من تعلق تميمة فقد أشرك. Whoever wears a callousness is committing shirk. Why is he committing shirk? We ask ourselves. Because wearing a callousness is not a cause for you to bring protection. If you do it, you will be affecting a cause, which is not a religious cause, nor is it a cause from the qadr, from the creation of Allah. So you will be making shirk. What type of shirk? If you're depending on the talisman itself, it's a major shirk. If you think the talisman can bring the protection of Allah, it's minor shirk. ولابن أبي حاتم عن حذيفة أنه رأى رجلا وفي يده خيط من السمة فقطعه وتلا قوله تعالى وما يؤمن اكثرهم بالله الا وهم مشركون. This hadith narrated by Ibn Abi Hatim according to Hudayfa that he saw a man and in his hand a thread and he was wearing that thread for the purpose of delivering himself from thief. So he took that thread and he cut him off. Cut it off, and he recited the ayah. Most of them, they believe in Allah, but they have some shirk elements. Now this perspective of looking at the ayah, this shirk here must be minor, because major shirk and iman cannot meet in the same heart. But iman and minor shirk might meet in some heart. What is the Surah Yusuf? The few ayats before it say most of the people will not want to become believers. Bring that to your attention. Most of the people are not going to become believers. And then it says after that, and those who believe, they're going to have some association of them. So that will give you, only few people will establish the faith 100% of one. So we have to be very serious about establishing tawheed, because it's not something that is going to be dawning on you while you are sitting home. It's not going to dawn on you. It's something of education. You have to put forth the effort to educate yourself night and day to establish your tawheed pure and clear from all sides of misunderstanding. How is it that we have finish the chapter, and there's 11 issues, inshallah we go to them quickly. فالتغويض في نفس الحلقة والحلق ونحوهما لمثل ذلك. It says the strict forbidding of wearing rings, twine, and the like. The second issue, that if the companion had died wearing such a thing, he would not have succeeded. This is a confirmation to the statement of the companion that minor shirk is greater than major sin. We have always talked about that. يعني الشرك الأكبر أعظم من المعاصي الكبيرة من الكبائر. الشرك الأكبر أعظم من الكبائر. ولذلك كان عبد الله بن مسعود يقول: لأن أحلف بالله كاذبا أهون من أن أحلف بغيره صادقا. To swear by Allah and something which is falsehood is easier than to swear by other than Allah and something which is correct. Because swearing by other than Allah is a shirk. The first one, ignorance was no excuse. But ignorance, that man, this man, he must be ignorant to this fact. But in this statement, you know, we doubt this point that the Shaykh was making, because you know ignorance is an excuse. But it might be, if you died after you knew this fact, then you're not going to become successful. Not before you knew this fact. The fourth thing, that إِنَّهَا لَا تَنْفَعْ فِي الْعَاجِلَ الْعَصَدُرِ لِقَوْلِهِ لَا تَجِدُكَ إِلَّا وَهَرِ. Really, such articles will not be beneficial, will not benefit in this life. Indeed, it is harmful, as was stated by the Prophet. It will do nothing except increase your weakness. الخامسة الإنكار بالتغليظ على من فعل ذلك. The intense disapproval and censure of whoever does such a deed. But we have to know also, when we are calling to Allah Azza wa Jalla, we have to call with kindness, niceness, and know the situation of the people who we are dealing with. The sixth issue, التصريح بأن من تعلق شيء وكل إليه. And that is, whoever hands anything, he will be left off with that which he is dealing with. But a person is connecting himself to Allah, Allah will deal with this person. But if the person put a ring in himself or a talisman, he is not supported except by this talisman. So can you imagine a person supported by a thread or by a stone? He has no support. من تعلق شيء إلى إليه. The declaration that whoever wears an amulet has committed shirk. ان من التصريح ان من تعلق كليما فقد اشرك. We got this from the hadith. الرابعة أن تعليق الخيط من الحمى من ذلك. To wear something, to deliver yourself from fever, that is part of shirk. التاسعة تلاوة حذيفة الآية دليل على أن الصحابة يستدلون بالآيات التي في الشرك الأكبر على الأصغر كما ذكر ابن عباس في آية البقرة. حذيفة is starting the verse of the Quran a clear cut through that the companion is used to describe the verses dealing with major shirk to condone minor shirk, as Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu did by starting the verse from Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 165. The first issue that to wear any talisman from the evil eye is also part of shirk. The 11th issue, the last issue, الدعاء على من تعلق تميما أن الله لا يتم له ومن تعلق ولع فلا ولع الله له أي ترك الله له. That Prophet Muhammad said, whoever does that, may Allah not complete for him. Whoever does that, may Allah not give him peace. And we mentioned that الجزاء من جنس العمل. Having said that, we have finished this lesson, this chapter, and if you have any questions over the next maybe 10 minutes, we'll try to answer them to the best of our ability. وهذا رسول الله وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
Quranic verses hanging on the wall instead of heaven, not part of the command.
No, Quranic verses cannot, is not considered part of that. The reason being, Quran is the speech of Allah, and it's an attribute of Allah. So you cannot make shirk with Allah with his attribute. Nevertheless, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he said the Quran was not revealed for that. The Quran was not revealed to be hanged on the wall as decoration pieces. So hanging the Quran is not part of the command.
You do it, you get the same.
Yes, you can say that because say Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said the Quran was not revealed for this purpose.
It's
writing something of the Quran, clearly from the Quran. That is not to be considered in that perspective, because the Quran, the Quran is the Quran. وكلام الله صفة من اتشافه فلا يمكن أن تشرك بالله باتفاقه ولكن يبقى السؤال هل هذا العمل مشروع أو غير مشروع؟ نقول هذا غير مشروع لأنه لم يرد عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه كتب ذلك عن الحسن والحسين وكان يحبهما ويقول هما ريحانتايا من الجنة في الدنيا وما الخطاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولكن كان يقول لهما أعزكما بكلمات الله التامة من كل شيطان وهامة وبكل عين لامة. The answer is why قل الله أحد أو قل أعوذ برب الفلق قل أعوذ برب الناس a piece of paper and to put it on our children. Is that shirk? He said, no, this is not shirk because this is the verses of Allah and the speech of Allah is one of his attributes and you cannot make shirk with Allah's attributes. Nevertheless, we have to, is this practice permissible or not? We say this practice was not practiced by the Prophet of Allah. He loved al-hasad and al-hasad, yet he did not do that for them. But he used to say, وَجُعَ أُعِيذُكُمْ بِكَلِمَاتِ اللَّهِ السَّامِعِ. I protect you by the perfect words of Allah. So you say the dua, that you protect the children. You can read the dua over your children. And that is something that was done, a practice. So we did it and we practiced it and we followed it in different states.
Some people say that we do it for the purpose of education on a temporary basis, it's okay. Like, for example, if you want to recite or memorize hadith, for example, and you write it down on a piece of paper and hang it on a wall.
Yeah, that is for the purpose of reminding yourself of the people. Do not do that for being by a very nice, elaborate Kufi, and written in a Kufi style that they cannot even read it. And the prayer of Allah. Where is the reminder of
Allah? There's one hadith only, and we're not sure that the Quran was not revealed to the hymns on the wall. You can say there's a thing.
No, I did not say there
is a thing.
No, I said you may say that.
Yes,
you may say that. I did not say you can say that. I did not say you can say the thing. Because you can say that based on the statement of Abdullah in the school. But to make a person suitable for that, it takes much more research to do that. Therefore, I was careful of. I can not say a person would be truthful in doing that, but say this is not the practice of our righteous predecessors. And we always say we want to follow our righteous predecessors. And collecting the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla is not by hanging on the wall. There is so little of a print that we cannot even read it. But by knowing it, by knowing the meaning of it, and by watching your behavior in relation to the name of Allah. One of his names is the one who is watching over you. So you be careful and alert. And so on and so forth.
It's
just
the mind.
يعني من تعلق تميمة ويعتقد أن التميمة بذاتها تنفع وتضر هذا الشرك. ومن تعلق تميمة واعتقد أنها سوف تجلب له النفع من الله عز وجل فهذا الشرك أضر. لأن النفع من الله عز وجل ليس عن طريق تعليق السماء.
بالنسبة للوجع والحديث
نفس
الشرك وكان الشرك لأنه يؤثر عليها التفسير بأن من تعلق سميما فقد أشرك.
نعم.
ورجع على الحديث.
نعم.
فقلت أنا يمكن أن
فقد أشرك وما وضح ما أشرك. And this is why in the beginning of the chapter it says من الشرك to do this. Path of shirk to do that, but he did not specify what path of shirk. So the path of shirk, نوعية الشرك يعود إلى نية اللازم. فإذا كان يعلقها ويعتقد أن هي تنفع وتضر فهذا شرك أكبر، لأنه لا يقع الوضوء إلا الله سبحانه وتعالى. ولكن إذا كان يعتقد أنها سوف تجلب إليه النفع فهذا شرك أصغر، لأنه أثبت لله سببا لم يثبته الله لنفسه. أثبت لله سببا لم يثبته الله لنفسه. Contemplative people will Surahs of Quran and verses on when sometimes people write Surahs of Quran and verses on like a little container with specific ink and then they wrap it off and they drink this water. Is that shirk or haram? To the best of my knowledge, and this knowledge is not my personal knowledge, but what was written by some people who researched in that area, they say there was nothing authenticated in the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that was practiced, that that thing was practiced. And all the narration that are brought to that aspect, they are weak narration. Therefore, it's not now to be permissible to write things with Quranic verses would sometimes in and walk it and drink it. Because we have now Quranic water, later on we're going to have cake, Quranic cake. People bring Quranic verses, the water to put in the cake and they eat it. Quranic food, and so on and so forth. So, having said that, this practice is practiced by people. So a person who is ignorant, he does not know, he does not know, he has his situation. But we can say, believe that those things are not to be done as haram, because we do not have a clear or an authentic practice from the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that those things were practiced.